This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden presented vastly different worldviews on Monday about the cause of the historic destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires, but if Trump wins a second term, he said, these are exact words, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states of California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom said Monday that at Mr. Trump's appearance, that 56% of the land in California is federally owned, so the federal government has a major responsibility in forest management, along with the state. The president replied, it's a big problem, and it will get solved. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, with some of the worst air quality in the world. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday the Trump administration will review a bid this week by Oracle Corporation to buy the Chinese-owned short video app TikTok to make it a U.S.-headquartered company. Mnuchin told CNBC that the U.S. government has, in his words, a lot of confidence in both Microsoft and Oracle. Those are the two firms TikTok had been considering selling to. From Washington, you're listening